Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Benoons.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good.
Everybody, welcome to the show. It is Below Deck, Down on the Die. We're very excited. The Golden Crappies are still streaming. Go check it out. You've got till the end of like 2 weeks from yesterday. So go check that out. You can get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. It was so much fun. So many people there. We had a Backstreet Boy. So go check it out.
Yeah.
Also, thanks to everybody who came to Crappy Hour Live last evening. Super fun with our guest Lizzie Bassett. That was a great show. That should be out now to listen to. And every Monday now, we do Amazon Live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So we'll be back up Monday doing that one. If you want videos of our recaps or you want bonus episodes, which revert back to normal bonus episodes today, or you want to listen to all the traders that we did, or you want ad-free listening, go over to patreon.com. That's where you sign up for that good stuff. And also, there's a free newsletter over there. Just go sign up and you'll get it every week in your mailbox, okay? This week, we're doing a special Road to the Crappens newsletter midweek, tomorrow or Thursday. That'll be behind the scenes with all the crazies we had doing the crappies. So check that stuff out. And thanks for being here. Today is Blue Duck. Down Under, Season 4, Episode 4, Textual Tension.
Well, you may have forgotten that, powdered-faced Ellie Kemperer was on this boat and making everyone's lives hell. Her name is Annette. And when we last saw her, she was on the verge of death, lying on the beach, suffering from self-diagnosed heat stroke, overheating, melting into the sand, soon to leave.
I'm dying on my tropical vacation in the sun at the beach on a tropical vacation. What if I die? I'm like, I'm glad they don't have pillows on the beach because I would have put that thing over your face.
Yeah. Now, she was being wildly overdramatic. Literally every other person, every crew member, every other person on vacation, every person at the beach, every person holding a camera was fine, wandering around, and she's floundering around like, it's so hot. But that being said, she had actually, I think, good cause to be annoyed because she was on the beach. She was an idiot for not bringing her bathing suit in the first place. But when she said, could you go back and get my bathing suit? Eddie went, got the bathing suit, and then sat around like the idiot that he is. So I, too, would be annoyed if I were her.
No, he's not an idiot. I'm going to stand up for Eddie here. No, I was saying last week he had to have been waiting for the food. There's no other reason he's just going to sit there. And in the after show, he said yes. Jason told him to sit there and wait for the food because Jason thought the food was coming right out. So he can't go over there and disregard the captain. Of course, we didn't see this in the show, so that's kind of unfair to bring it into evidence. Yeah. But just for the Eddie's an idiot thing, he's not going to just sit there outside the boat for no reason and play around.
Did he tell Captain Jason that Annette needed her bathing suit? And Captain Jason's like, well, wait for the food. I just don't believe that.
Yeah, I think he said I had to come back and get the bathing suit and I have to go back. And Jason said, well, wait, because the food's coming right out. Because Ben is down there. He's making wraps, by the way. It's not like he's making this glorious, fabulous meal. He's making wraps, okay? Mm-hmm. And they still were not coming out. They were taking him forever. And Jason didn't want him to leave. And then now the food's out and now they're waiting for food and complaining about the food too. So, you know, ultimately this lady's addicted to bossing people around. Oh, go ahead. You have more to say.
Well, here's the thing though. As we're about to see, Eddie then complains, well, I didn't know that I had to bring them right back. Right. So if Captain Jason said you have to wait here, why is he then protesting that? Oh, I didn't know I had to bring them right back. So I think what happened was, He was like, oh, I have to get this woman's bathing suit, but is there anything you need me to bring back when I go back? And Jason's like, well, how about the food? It's like, okay, I'll wait for the food. And then when the food's ready, I'll take the food back and her bathing suit. I don't think that he relayed, this woman really wants to go swimming, so I got to bring these back to her right now. He did not convey that part, I believe, to Captain Jason, because he said as much in about 5 seconds, like, oh, I didn't realize you never said that they had to come back right away.
Here's what happens. These rich people do stupid shit, and then they turn us against each other. And now it's us fighting, and then it's the service people fighting, and then it's like, who's in charge? That lady is an asshole. Here's the evidence. She's already told us that her favorite story is that they were on a cruise to Greece, and that she left her favorite pillow at the hotel, and she had to send the captain back to get her pillow. Isn't that just adorable of her? So she's already got a kink, which is making people do stupid shit for her. Like, whoops, I forgot it. Go retrieve it. Like, throwing stuff like a dog. Like, they're a dog. And fuck this lady for not being able to go in the damn water in her stupid little cover-up thing. She could have gone in that. And now she's fighting, you know, now all the poor people are fighting against each other instead of eating the rich. Eat the rich. That's what I say. Your lunch is late. Mm-hmm. Eat that bony ghost. Eat that Victorian hooker ghost. Eat her. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking up Annette Perry. She is a partner and project manager at Grand.
And everyone does what she says because she looks dead.
Grand Development. By the way, her LinkedIn photo tells a very different story of who this. She has a totally different look on her LinkedIn. She has like bleached blonde hair.
Put it up. I want to see it.
Okay. Here we go.
Is it the same lady?
Yeah.
Here we go. I feel like there's a lot of Annette Perry's.
Here we go.
You know, some people have a picture. Some people will put the picture up. Some people won't.
I never go onto LinkedIn, so I'm not concerned about doxing myself. Here she is. Do you see her?
Yeah, that is definitely her. She's still got the white makeup.
White makeup. But like, this does not look like the same person we saw on Below Deck. This looks like someone, they took a picture of her coming out of a bar in Norwalk, Connecticut. So she's great. She's part of Grand Development LLC, whatever that is.
Grand Development.
I don't think this counts as doxing, by the way, because it's LinkedIn and it's public. Okay, I just did a
type. No, it's not doxing. Doxing is when you're... Yeah, doxing is when
you reveal the person's information.
Yeah. Yeah, she still looks like a creepy doll, but with worse bleached hair this time. Yeah. So anyway, she sucks. So she's dying, and I'm rooting for the sun. And then Eddie is still on the yacht, and Eddie's like, no one's told me how the gravity of how desperate they're needing the bathing suit back there. And Daisy's like, well, when I go to a coffee shop and say I'd like a cappuccino, I don't mean in fucking 40 minutes. I mean now. I don't have to say I'd like a cappuccino now, please, Mr. Barista. I mean.
Except don't you, Daisy? Because if you tell me that Daisy Kelleher goes into a coffee shop and doesn't go, I'd like a cold brew now. I'm like.
Can I get your name, man? 5 minutes ago, that's my name. That's when I was expecting this coffee.
I want my cappuccino now, please.
Oh, really? You took the time to get the smiley face onto my cup, but you didn't have time to just throw it out here. By the way,
you got Starbucks. Time to clean. You got time to clean.
Starbucks apparently had some countywide, nationwide meeting where they're like, okay, people are getting into fights because... You know, for a while after the Kirk guy got shot, people were going in there and being like, my name is Charlie Kirk. And then they would scream out, Charlie Kirk, your drink is ready. And then people would boo. Like, they were starting fights in Starbucks over names, basically, is what was happening. So I guess they had some kind of, and I'm getting this all from like a comment on one of our posts. So they had a meeting and they stopped putting the name on the drink. And now they will put something like, have a great day. Or, wow, isn't it beautiful outside? Or, be better. You know, something like they'll put a positive, although that one's pretty judgmental. But they'll put a positive thing. Or they just started putting a smiley face. And then the other day I got a Starbucks and it wasn't even a smiley face. It was a straight line with two eyes. And I was like, so now it's a frowny face? Like, what the fuck, Starbucks?
Apathetic face.
And now they just didn't put anything today. I didn't get
it. It doesn't have your name on it at all?
Well, it's typed. It's typed right on the side with my drink order.
I think that's sad. I think that's sad, sad that we have, like, we as humans can't control ourselves enough. But also it's sad that, like, as you know, I'm not going to blame ourselves. I'm going to blame the corporation for being, like, so cowardly that they just can't deal with a little bit of spiciness in their stores. Okay? Like, you know, pranking people or causing a stir through Starbucks cups is an age-old tradition. And it's, you know, it's not good when it's used for tasteless means if someone gets murdered or whatever. But, like, don't deprive the rest of us for years to come of silly moments.
Some of us, that's like, the only face thing telling us have a good day is that cup.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I guess we should have all known it was going to go downhill when they turned that Christmas cup red for 1 year. Oh my God, a red cup with no decorations.
Way to erase Christ from Christmas, am I right?
Cancel culture.
Why don't we just call it Muss, okay? Let's just call it Muss. So we go back to the beach picnic, and Joao is like, "Oh, the suits are coming on the way. They're on the way. They're coming from Zim. The Zim suits are on the way."
Christian, it's your birthday today. Christian's like, "Yes."
Christian doesn't talk like that. Christian's like, "Yeah, it's my birthday. Wow." The husband, because the husband has to be super nice because he's married to such a pill that he. Oh shit! I got my headphones out. Hold on.
Oh wow! You over Christianed yourself.
Such a pill that I did overstimulate. I was doing jazz hands in here. The husband has to overcompensate for his wife being such a pill. So she's so nasty that he has to walk around being like, "Hey, it's me, Christian. It's my birthday. We're excited for horse day." Yes. Wrong kind of horse. Wrong kind of horse. Okay, there's many different kinds of horses. Am I right?
So they're still making this lunch. And Ben's like, "Did we do the tuna? We haven't done the tuna. Fuck." And Jason's watching. He's like, "The galley's here, timing issues. Problem with the clock, preparation. I need to step in there. We're skating on thin ice. And I'm sure the guests aren't happy. I wouldn't be happy. That's why I'm going to wrap this tuna in a kimono, give it a little spritz of my signature scent, and send it to the beach."
Welcome. This is a signature scent sandalwood tuna. Hope you enjoy. Make anybody horny, baby. Jason's like, "Yeah, this is all wrong. So I'm going to stand here and look blank-eyed." That's how I kept him. So Ben's like, "Generally, a captain will not help me with a meal. But this one, dressed it in a kimono. Slightly embarrassing, but I'll take it." And back to the beach picnic. Annette is still like, "Oh, my God. What if I die right now? Tell all the other Victorian dolls I'll miss their glass faces."
Someone give her a volleyball with a face on it. She needs it right now.
She needs a Wilson.
She is just going through it. So finally, Eddie arrives 42 minutes later, which honestly, like, that's ridiculous. I would be pissed. It doesn't matter what happened. I would be pissed. Well, because the other thing, by the way, Daisy has like messaging me like, Eddie, what was the bathing suit? So like, it should not have taken that long. And so Jason heads over, is going to head over with the food soon. And Daisy is like, has Jason had to go over with the food? And Eddie's like, "Yeah, he was coming in 3 minutes, but like, what the fucking fuck? I'm going to lose my shit in a second. Oh, I'm sorry that you're bothered right now, Eddie. I'm sorry that you are burdened when you have, you know, young Miss Havisham melting on the sand over here. Okay. Like, you're not the one who is put out at the moment."
Yeah. I'm still Team Eddie. I wish he burned that suit, or I wish he brought her the wrong thing. I wish he brought her like one of her ball gown dancing dresses. I was like, "Whoops, is this the wrong thing?" Just to make her stop her kink of making people go fetch things for her. I wish they just did everything wrong. Because this lady's too much. So he's like, "Well, you know, I mean, it's just communication because I've been waiting here, you know, not Zim Zim Eddie, Zim Zim Eddie, you know, didn't you hear it?" And so he's like, "Okay, whatever." So Daisy greets the guests coming back from the bar, from the sandbars, and Joao's handing out the swimsuit. And Annette just runs. She's like, "I need to change." And her husband's like, "You want me to cover you?" She's like, "I don't even care at this point." So she puts on her little swimsuit and runs into the water and frolics, and it's all fine. Then she gets in the water. She's like, "Yeah, I need Coral to be closer to me." So people start running around to move Coral closer.
Everyone's worried about the coral being bleached, but I kind of think it's nice that color because basically, like, that's her. I think bleached coral is her, like, that's her mood board.
That's her LinkedIn picture for sure.
She's like, "I want my makeup to make me look like bleached coral."
So then, they're eating their food while they kind of lie around in the sea in the water. And they're like, "Oh my God, is this wrong to be eating fish in the sea? I mean, you eat cows on the land. What's the difference? Yes. Fucking mass murderers. Just enjoy it. Enjoy your psychosis."
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Meanwhile, in the galley, Ben and Ellie are doing their thing, and Ben is like, oh, fuck, it's been a rushful day, right? It's actually me. We're dropping the ball in terms of timing, but trust me, I'm getting it right. I'm struggling in this space because it's just like, everywhere I look is a fucking disaster, right? And we see a montage of Ben not being able to find a knife or a grater. And so that's why obviously lunch is like an hour late. Because if you can't find that grater for 10 seconds, everything is a disaster. So he says,
and I'm really struggling right now to move as quickly as I can. I just don't have the confidence. I haven't been on the yacht for 6 years. Secondly, I broke up with my fiance. You might have heard she cheated on me with one of my best friends. Third of all, I've got bizarre spiky hair that I cannot Fieri off of my head. So, is it Fieri or Fieri? I think I used to say Guy Fieri, and I think you told me it was Fieri. Is that correct or incorrect?
I can't imagine that I was like gonna be like, guys, make sure you honor Guy Fieri. Fuck your name.
Fieri. I feel like you fucked.
I don't know
up.
If it's Fieri or Fieri. It's probably Fieri if you were to like. You know, like it sounds like, he's Latino, right? Is it a Latino last name or is it an Italian last name?
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, his culture is drive-ins and dives.
His culture is yelling at us with sunglasses on the back of his head. Did we mention that we saw him? We were in very close proximity to Guy Fieri just about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, for somebody who doesn't care about Guy Fieri, you were pretty excited to see him. I was like, you're like, oh my God, we're right by Guy Fieri right now. He's like right there.
I wasn't excited to see him. I was excited at the concept of us being close to him because I think that's hilarious.
Close to you.
Because he was just as Guy Fieri as you would expect. He's like, ah, hey, stand up, Linda. That's Martha. That's my wife, Linda. Stand up, Linda. Stand up, Linda. You got to stand up, Linda. I was like, let Linda sit down, Guy.
Yeah. Linda loved it. I think Linda has spent years being like, oh, well, I guess I'm just Linda. I'm not going to get any attention. Guess I'll go watch you cook another steak. A fucking food show. So he started being like, I couldn't do it without my wife, Linda. Listen, Linda is the one who puts the sunglasses on the back of my head every day. So Linda, take a bow. Take a bow, Linda.
So Guy Fieri, by the way, Guy legally changed his last name from Ferry back to Italian Fieri to match his true heritage. I don't know. All this time I thought he was Latino.
So he's Italian, I guess?
I guess so.
I find it homophobic. He didn't want to be a fairy anymore, so he just changed his name. Well, erasure.
Well, here we go. We've learned something today.
We did. We learned something about somebody nobody wants to learn anything about. But there you go. So we go back to the beach. Daisy Joao are talking, drinking Diet Cokes. Daisy's like, just imagine, tomorrow we'll be having a drink, and I hope when I order it, it just comes out instead of taking 45 minutes.
What's your predictions for tomorrow night? Well, I don't know. I think Eddie's going to still try with Alicia. And Daisy's like, Alicia, even though she has a boyfriend, I mean, it's fair play if he's still going to try. I say go for it. And when I say go for it, I mean go for it now!
Yeah, I don't think he'll be able to resist if he has a few drinks in him. So then Eddie and Alicia are in the crew mess, and he puts his arms around her and cracks her back. She's like, could you do the jumpy one? You know, the jumpy one where you jump up. And he does it, and it cracks her back. And I wish someone could lift me like that. I've never had my back cracked like that. I'm so alone. Mm-hmm. Cut to Jason and Batul cleaning the bar, and they bump heads. And Jason's like, sorry. She's like, what? He's like, sorry. She's like, please.
I don't understand. Mike is blow drying his hair. I just went onto our Facebook group and someone put up a really lovely photo of Mike. He went to Turkey and got the whole hair transplant thing and he documented it all. So there's like an image of him like a day after his hair transplant. It's like his scalp is just like red and bloody. And he's like, that's my scalp.
It looks like he's like clown. What's the clown from The Simpsons?
Yeah,
it looks like that. Like it's shaved in the middle, and then it's all red from the blood. You know, there are some things you don't need to put on the Instagram. Like nobody needs to see that. I don't want to see that. But it also explains his hair because his hair does look like ball hair that's grown out on top of it.
It also explains why he's like so adamant to shape his hair like, you know, one of Bowser's children, Super Mario Brothers, because he's like, I spent a lot of money on this, so you're going to see it in all the different shapes and sizes. Do I look like the torch that that Lady Liberty is holding up? Yes.
I think it's because it doesn't look like normal texture hair, because they, when they do that, they get the hair from either the back of your neck, which grows differently, or they just get it wherever there's a follicle. So maybe they get it from your nuts, or maybe they get it from like your arm or like your ankle hair or something like that. Mm. And then they put it on your head and then it looks crazy. So he's like, I'll just make it look like the Heat Miser then. Make it work.
Yeah. Don't love it. So Joao is like, well, Mike told me he tried to give you a little smooch the other night, or as we called in Zim, a Zim kiss.
A smooch. Like, a smooch.
A smooch. A zinch. I do not screw the crow. I don't believe that.
I've seen your previous seasons, ma'am. I've seen your previous seasons.
I take that back. I've screwed the crow, and it fucking bit me on the ass, which was part of the screwing. And we see, you know, some of Daisy's greatest hits with Gary, etc.
Daisy, why'd you end me?
Like, you didn't want me, now you want me. Make up your mind, Gary.
I want you so badly, Daisy.
So Joao was like, I've had my fair share of experiences with Chief Stews, but Daisy is really fun. Ha ha ha.
All of my past work and experiences were my relationships were super turbulent, and I would like ask Gary if he was hungry, and I would get pushed back, and for me, it was exhausting.
Well, we work on the same principles of how we can work hard and play hard. Ha! And Daisy says, ha! I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, and Joao's like, oh my god, what can I get you? It's just so refreshing.
He brings me a sandwich and says, here's your sandwich, you dumb cut fitness. So romantic.
So then we go to the galley, and Ben is calling Alfonso, asking for whole fish. He's like, hey, but we get our fish tonight. You got any whole fish? I love a whole fish. All right. Now, Ellie, you got any dessert experience?
Like, actually, when I was growing up, my cousin had a dessert shop. So every summer, my parents would send me off to work, and they would call it vacation.
He's like, what? Did they pay you? She's like, no, I was kid. They used me as free labor. All my other friends were at beach swimming, and I'm just like in the dessert shop, just whisking egg whites, piping icing.
I was paid in dessert.
So you did what? Did you get bullied for being fat?
She's like, I've never been fat. Watch your mouth. I love cakes. Unfortunately, being a person that has absolute time, you might want to show OnlyFans shop. Please put QR code this season. I'm working for QR code. Okay, thank you.
We see her like with her abs as she's just doing her backwards down dog off the back of a couch. And she's like, I've never been fat, you know, but I've had abs at all times, but I cannot eat these desserts. So I want to make them and feed them to somebody else. It heals part of my soul that needs abs more than dessert.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it's good old Yugoslavian upbringing. You know, old Yugoslavian saying is, cake is nice, abs are better, eat some cake, I have abs.
Nothing tastes as good as ab feel. Yugoslavian saying.
You can't have your cake and your abs too. It's very direct, it's right to the point.
Fat people stay poor. Old Yugoslavian saying.
Nice belly, cake eater. Very famous Yugoslavian story.
You're a spinster because you're fat. Old Yugoslavian saying.
I am the second stew, not you. Eat your cake. I have abs.
Old Yugoslavian saying.
So a guy arrives with some fresh fish, and Ben's like,
Christian's been begging on about having a salt-crusted fish, and for Christian's birthday dinner, this is going to be the perfect reparation for today's tardiness. Rap tardiness.
I know. I was immediately nervous. Salt-crusted fish. I was like, what's going to happen? You know, last time there was a salt-crusted fish, we saw a destruction of a friendship. That was actually on this show. This was when Lara and Zarina, I think Zarina made a salt-crusted fish. She wanted to bring it upstairs. And Lara's like, you can't come upstairs yet. It's not ready. And Lara's like, Zarina's like, but I have to bring it up. And Lara's like, but you can't. And I want to serve it on blue plates. It was something like that. I just remember that Zarina brought up the salt-crusted fish and then went off to the corner. And she was like all upset that she had to do all the stuff in the corner on that deck. So When this salt crusted fish comes along, you know it comes with high stakes.
Yeah. I remember there was that one where they were doing a salt encrusted fish, but they couldn't fit it in the oven. That was a good one. Oh, salt encrusted fish.
That was a good one.
You little rascal.
Ben and Daisy are talking about dinner, and Ben's like, all right, so what we're going to do here is we're doing a chilled gazpacho. It's already made, and you'll be happy to hear that it's already made. So then we're going to do an entire crusted snapper. I got a 17-pounder from Alfonso. It was a bit of a mix-up at first because I called him and he said, I'm busy right now judging dancing. And I said, what are you talking about? He's like, Dancing with the Stars. I said, oh, my bad. I called Alfonso Ribeiro. Okay, Daisy, you're not laughing at my joke. That's fine. The point is,
I asked Alfonso, I said, can you get me a goal weight ellifish? He said, what's that? I said, a 17-pounder. Am I right, hon? He's like, yeah, 17 pounds, goal weight. Yugoslavian saying.
You can teach a man to fish, but and he will eat forever, but you teach a man to have goal weight of fish, and he'll look good forever.
Well, I'll break it up in that sort of kitchen area. I don't want a massive lag between courses, Daisy, right? Nor do you, obviously. I'm just really trying to sharpen up here, okay? Really trying to sharpen up. She's like, oh, I'm so happy he's trying to sharpen up. But the plan, it makes me very, very nervous. Gazpacho.
What about that plan that made her nervous?
She's just nervous because she just knows, like, salt-crusted fish, it's going to go wrong. So then he's gonna make a cake too, and she's like, rah, 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 rah. So Eddie radios for Mike to give him a hand, and then Mike grabs something from the tender, and he like is doing something from the tender. The whole thing slows down, and like a big swath of the screen gets blurred out. And I was like, I'm supposed to look at something. What am I supposed to look at? And I could not find what they were trying to make me look at. I was like, what has happened? I thought someone was about to fall into the water or die. And then afterwards, they're like, you dropped your radio. I was like, could you put an arrow up on the screen for those of us who can't follow what's going on? I missed the entire thing, and I was too lazy to go back.
He's like, I thought it just floated. And Daisy and the Stews, she's telling them dinner's at 8. Jason's sitting with them. It's been a shit show, so get your shit together. And then Mike walks away from the deck and goes back inside. And Daisy's like, is he putting stuff away at the bar? And they're like, where did Mike go? Mike? And we just hear, hairspray somewhere. Yeah. We know that Mike is doing hairspray, and sure enough, everybody's looking for Mike, and then it just cuts to Mike in his room, like, trimming his nose hairs with a nose hair trimmer.
I know. Great. That's not going to be good for my... Can I tell you something? After the Valley Persian style, there was a scene where Amir, Natasha whacked Amir's nose hair out, and we talked about it, and now I'm getting, like, best nose hair removal ads all over my internet. I'm so mad. This is the worst example of computers listening in. Like, that's the part you decide to eavesdrop on? I talk about Ina Garten every 5 seconds and Alison Roman and, like, beautiful food, and you're going to give me nose hair? Please.
Well, as the song from Color Purple says, God is trying to tell you something.
Okay, so I sent you without an ad.
But God's still, like, I'm in your algorithm. Trim your nose hairs.
It's Chris Samuels. So Joao is like, The problem with Mike is if you give him a gray area, he will take advantage of it. So then we see them all like, where's Mike? So Daisy's like, where's Mike? And he's just in his room trying to find sunglasses. He's just primping,
he's primping. So finally Joao finds him, and he's like, oh, it's cracking. Are you inside or out, Mike? And he's like,
I'm pretty much doing everything at the minute, so I don't really know.
Well,
I asked Daisy, and Daisy said that you must help us out. You needing him now? She's like, nah, take him. I don't tell him to come back inside either. I don't know what he's doing back inside.
So they put him back to work outside. And Alicia's folding tags and, you know, I'm sorry, folding clothes. And, you know, all the crew uniforms have their initials on them. And she's like, DK? Who is DK? DK? Is there even anyone on this boat whose name starts with a D? I think we really need to check in on Alicia. Something is happening. This woman is regressing. She is Benjamin Buttoning. And, like, I think that she's actually 86 years old, and we're coming towards the end of her Benjamin Button journey because she is regressing.
The lights are slowly starting to dim in behind Alicia's eyes, for sure. So for those of you who didn't watch The Crappies
yet, because you still can, because it's still streaming.
You should watch it.
Serena was one of our guests. She came on. She was in LA and she came on. So fun. What a bundle of energy this lady is. She's so great. Goofy. We really love her. And I asked her about the Reddit conspiracy that it's really Alicia's twin on this show and not Alicia. And she's like, no. She's like, listen, trust me. The twin does not look that much like her, and she's much crazier. she's even crazier than Alicia. So I guess that put that one to bed. I believed that. But it also made me want the twin to come on the show.
Yeah. And I did also ask her, I said, what happened to Alicia? Because she seems somewhat competent under you, but now she's like a disaster. She can't even do anything. And Zarina basically was like, Alicia really responds to positive encouragement. And in a stressful situation, she just sort of like goes brain dead, which I get. That's how I was like. I used to have back like 20 years ago, I was the assistant to like a studio executive. And he was so mean to me, so mean at all times. And it was, and so I was always flustered. And I was terrible at my job. And, you know, and when you have to like organize all these things and like, which call gets to go through, which one doesn't, which meeting, and everyone wants him, and you have to be sort of like, you know, doing traffic. And I couldn't do anything because I was so paralyzed. I was like, oh, I was afraid of getting yelled at, and I was whatever. And then I finally quit. And for some reason, I gave a 3-week notice because I don't know, I'm neurotic. And, but then since I didn't care anymore because I'd already quit, he just stopped yelling at me because there was no point in yelling at me. And then all of a sudden I did my job. I was like, amazing. And then he was like, why are you now being a good assistant? I was like, cause you're not yelling at me anymore. So I definitely get it. I definitely get it.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't just stay.
It was the truth was actually, I really liked the guy, even though he was so mean to me, maybe Stockholm syndrome. And like, he took me out to dinner once or twice and we got along so great, but it was just like in the office. I think that was like that weird, like toxic Hollywood love language thing of like, I'm going to yell at them because it's going to make them stronger. And it just crumpled me. But I didn't say.
Yeah, it's like being in the army where they're like, you pussy, get this money right now. And then at the end, I'm like, get you're it right. Get it
right. I'm like, I'm a pussy. You're right. I'm going to leave the army now.
By the way, while we're on tangents and talking about things that are not this episode, did you see the Captain Lee post on Facebook? Did I already talk about this? Correct me if I did.
No.
But there was a Captain Lee post on Facebook, and he was like, all right, I just want everyone out there to cut the shit, okay? I'm not dead. Everyone keeps telling everybody I'm dead. Well, look, it's me and Marianne. We're sitting here. We're having the greatest time of our life. I'm not dead. Cut your shit, Facebook. It's like yelled at Facebook because, you know, Facebook has all those AI articles that are like, Kenya's arrested. She's in prison. And then it's like, Captain Lee has died. I mean, why is Facebook even still a thing? It should be illegal. Everything that comes out on there is a lie.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the galley. Jenna comes in and Ben's like, oh, hey there, you look great. It's a big pile of salt with fish in the middle. What do you think of that, love? And she's like, I don't know, Ben. Oh, you know, well, it's experience. It's expensive restaurants. That's what does it. Oh, might have some expensive taste there, honey pie.
She Ellie, meanwhile, is like,
Gina, could we get some plates, please, so we could plate the food?
Which I think is a perfectly nice and normal request that someone from the kitchen may ask someone who's in service. And Jenna's like, hey, Sha. I was like, whoa.
Like, excuse me, like telling me what to do at my job. Like, what, who do you think you are? Who do you even think you are? Well, the energy I'm picking up from Jenna is almost as if she's trying to establish herself above me. Like my presence is not important enough for her to acknowledge me, which is what I've encountered all my life. With insecure women. It's the story of my life. Insecure women. By Ellie.
You know, I call women like Jenna cake, and women like me abs. There are cake people, and there are abs people. You know which one I am.
Eat the cake, never get the abs. Old Yugoslavian saying.
Hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah, what is for dinner? Oh, I'm heading up there. I've got to eat with normies. This is horrifying. It's a big snapper I bought today, encrusted in salt. What do you think about that?
You're going to crack that up there? Very nice. So the guests walk in and they're happy. No criticisms about the proper, although we have proper horses tonight, country horses. So then Daisy's trying to radio the galley. She's like, what she's saying is, all right, it's time for dinner. But what they're hearing is, so.
Peters. Daisy, Daisy, it is very difficult for us to understand. Please take the cake out of your mouth.
So Jason sits down with the guests. He looks totally unenthused. And Annette has sparkly conversation. She goes, so what is your favorite activity? What team building exercise are we doing right now?
Free diving. It's actually free diving.
Oh, well, how long can you be underwater without, you know, breathing or whatever? How long can you be underwater without somebody bringing you the proper swimsuit that you've requested?
Have you ever gotten heat stroke while you've been swimming underwater? Just want to know.
Well, I average about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I'm falling asleep. Need to stop counting out loud.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Jenna's radioing.
Wine and water service.
It's like a snail's pace down there. Can we start firing up the second course once this goes? Because they're going to eat this really quick. It's a gazpacho and a shot glass. Whoever thought that would be good first course? Ben's lack of organization seriously affects my service. Jason is watching this meal like a hawk. And when I mean a hawk, I mean with Homer Simpson eyes just blinking blankly. You don't know what's behind there. I'm there to make him look good, just as he should be trying to make me look good.
Have you ever seen a hawk in a kimono that smells like sandalwood? That's what's going on upstairs. So then she's like, fresh. But I can't understand a word that she says.
Hey, Daisy, we really can't understand anything you say on the radio. Okay, well, I'm saying go with service. What do you think I'm talking about? You think I'm giving you the lyrics of fucking Bloody Mary Poppins? It's dinner time.
I would like to know those lyrics. How's it go again?
Chim-chiminy, Gary.
That's a lot of chimneys. You know, when I grew up in boarding school, we only had one chimney. I'm going to cry. Okay, well, listen.
I'm sorry. Was someone singing Zim-Zimini?
Joao, where'd you get that umbrella? I got caught up. So Ben's like, but moving forward, it's very frustrating. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Ben, why are you complaining to Daisy about this? You can't control the radio disturbance, okay? She goes, well, do you have your phone on you? I'll text you. It's like, no, I don't, because that what happens is you got a lot of disturbance. She's like, okay, well, how about we stop talking and go with service, please? Can we talk about that at all this afterwards? I love
it. Yeah, but you're going to do it again in 5 minutes. That's going to be the same thing. She's like, it's fine, man.
She's like, that's fine. I don't care if I do it again in 5 minutes. I love her yelling at Ben. It's so, I feel like it's been forever since we've just had a stew just yell at the chef the way the chef needs to be yelled at. We've had too many nice chief stews come through. So Ben is like, well, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. I'm able to actually plate soup and have a conversation with someone. It's not actually going to end the fucking world. He goes, fuck off and just do your job.
Daisy, this is not personal, all right? It's like, yeah, I know. I got it the first time. I literally said that. What you might have heard if you'd get the fucking snapper out of your ears. God damn it, Gary. He's like, all right, now I'm over it. Perfect.
Oh, it's so good. So then Eddie is talking about how there's like the communication's really rough and everything. And everyone's just staring at Ben as he plates the food. And finally the gazpacho goes up. The gazpacho arrives. And then Annette is like, I don't really much care for tomatoes, but I don't mind tomatoes in a soup. Well, thanks for that insight into your life, Annette.
It's everything that happens. You shouldn't base your entire personality on the one thing you can complain about. Now, am I hearing that and something is dinging in my head because I'm talking about myself? Yes. But still.
We don't like, Annette, we do not like mirrors of ourselves. Okay.
Exactly. So then we go to the galley. Ben's looking for broccoli. He's like, oh my God, where's the broccoli? Where is it? Look for the mascarpone, Ellie. And she's like, Ben seems very frazzled. And then Daisy is coming and she's getting frustrated. And I can see where she's coming from. I can see it. He's like, honey, hey, saccharine sternum. Do you know where the capers are? Capers, please. Come on.
Ben's job is to be my manager. But I feel like what's happening is I'm trying to manage him. It's like I am trying to feed him cake when he should be making me work out for abs. It is all reverse.
So now we're back at the dinner table, and they're like, oh my God, Jason, can you take a question? Jason, it's me from ABC. Jason, do you cook? And he's like, well, I enjoy it, but, you know, I could do tuna tartare.
Oh, well, you know, I enjoy tartare as a fish preparation, but I don't enjoy it on my teeth. All right. Well, it's another fascinating insight into your life, Annette. Thank you so much.
Love tuna, not so much as a tartare. Wow, wrong answer. Really tacky chef here.
So now,
one time I had a chef on a yacht and I asked him what he'd like to cook, and he actually chose the right thing. God, that was a good chef. I mean, that was a good captain. A really good captain.
The answer was asparagus. So Eddie brings up fish, the big fish, and Ben follows, and it's like, okay, it's all exciting. And Jason's telling us, the wait between dishes, I could have had five dinners. I'm not very good at small talk, so Ben, hurry up, save me. So it's kind of funny because we have all this hype about the fish baked in the salt, and then it goes off to the side. I feel like we don't even see Ben crack it open, right? Isn't that like part of the fun of salt-baked fish is that you bring it to the table and you thwack it with a spoon and everyone goes, oh my God, there's a fish in there. And then you move on to life, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. That's true. They don't care. They don't appreciate anything.
No, they don't. They're awful.
So then we go to Ellie icing the cake. And
she does a great job, by the way. I want to point out, she iced that cake like a pro for someone who's like just a sous chef who just comes in and doesn't really have culinary experience except having worked at a... Well, clearly she has experience from working at this dessert shop. I was like, damn, I've never frosted a cake that looked as well as that. That was insane. It was just like perfectly like even and like nice sides.
It was pretty nice. Yeah, she did a good job.
And she did the decorations, those cherry decorations. Hello. It was nice.
Yeah, the strawberries dipped in whatever. Were they strawberries or cherries? Maybe you're right. I don't know.
But
they
like,
did look really nice.
I don't know how to make cake, but I make beautiful, beautiful cake on first try. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. This is my job. My child labor job. So Ben's like, well, one of my biggest things is you'll always remember a bad meal, but you don't remember if the food is a couple of minutes late if dinner is great. You'll just remember it as a great experience by a man with slightly spiky hair for no reason.
He's wrong. You actually do remember those things. You don't remember a couple of minutes late, but you do remember 25 minutes late. You remember that the meal took forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I'll tell you that that white face lady will definitely remember it. The white makeup lady.
She will.
So we go back to the galley and Ellie's cutting some bread and Joao's washing dishes. And she's like, would you like some focaccia?
Yeah, it looks delicious. Zimkacha, I love that.
Yeah, well, I think he just made it today.
Oh, you made this?
No, the bakery made it. Come on.
No, we made it from scratch. Oh, God, we've been making it. Have you seen this kitchen?
Us make fresh focaccia? Questionable.
So then So Ben is like, oh, look at that cake, sugar brows. I'm noticing now that I did not react well to Alicia's energy. If one would even say she has energy, sort of like a lump with blonde hair buns. I just didn't react well to it. She's ultra sensitive, whereas Ellie, she's just smashing projects, cleaning up after them, and asking me for the next one. That's all I want. That's all I require.
Oh, the honeymoon face. Isn't it cute? So now they serve the face, and Christian's like, this looks great! Whoa, 50's the new 30!
And he blows out the candles and does finger guns and like a woohoo lasso thing. Oh, God.
Just now back in the galley, Joao was checking with Jason. He's like, God, that was a fucking long wait. Jeez. Hang me. He was doing kind of like a hanging thing, but also a blowjob sign at the same time. He's like,
he's like, let's engage in autoerotic asphyxiation. So then Daisy and Jenna do like a little cowboy dance thing to celebrate that they got done with this shit. And Daisy's checking with Ellie, asking how the day went. And Ellie's like, it was crazy. We both felt really bad about being late. Well, he needs to take responsibility for the way I would like to take responsibility for my team. You know, like the pressure's there. He just needs to rise to the occasion.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know what else you want me to say. I'm not even sure I understand why this is in TV show.
Next morning, 6:30 a.m., Batul and Alicia get dressed, and Batul's like, you look beautiful in this blue thing. And she's like, what? Blue is your color. She's like, cheers, babe.
I feel like the editor just kept, the editors, I think, just kept that in there because Alicia was just like in a thong and her butt was like facing the camera. She was like bending over, her butt was in the camera. They're like, let's get it in there, whatever they say. And then Eddie and Alicia have a little hug, and Daisy serves breakfast and reminds everyone that there are comment cards. So there's like docking. Guess what? They don't crash. Everyone's like, wow, how did he do that? They redocked. And then
I know we're excited to see how the docking goes. But guess what, guys? It's time for a fish report. Fish report. Oh, my God. It's a fish report.
Fish report.
This is one of the most handsome stingrays I've ever seen. This is a good-looking stingray. Look at his eyes. He's got triangle eyes. He looks like he's judging you, but he's got such a nice body. Look at these little triangle, this triangular belt he's wearing. Just fantastic. What a handsome devil.
But he's also kind of like the boss of the office. Because look, here comes like Francine and Pamela.
Mr. Boychik, would you like your coffee? You have a call on line 3, Mr. Boychik. I need you to look at these files right now. We need your signature on this. Excuse me.
He's a badass. Fish. He's coming through the office. Everybody's scared. Look at these other like zebrafish things looking at him. Like, oh my God, it's Mr. Boychik. Look at him go. What's oh my God, is that a new belt? That is a fabulous belt.
Get back to work.
Mr. Boychik, there's an issue with the air conditioner. Do you want to take a look at it, Mr. Boychik?
Oh, here he comes.
Okay, next we come to our mass murder scene of the season, which is very dark, and that is these dead fish. The snapper, and is that one snapper and then other fish, or are they all snapper?
I think so. I think it's like one snapper. This is one snapper and some side snappers.
This is death. I don't like it. And I don't like when they don't close their eyes, because you know in movies when people die and they're like, they close their eyes out of respect. They don't do that for fish.
These fish are like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory family in their bed right now. They're like, wait a second, we're not in the water anymore.
And this main snapper one just finally got a waddle job. Look at this right here. He finally got his waddle done and then they killed him. God.
What a shame.
Yeah, dead fish.
It's a beautiful fish, honestly.
It is.
Oh, a sea snake. Or is that an eel?
Whatever the hell it is, this shit's scary as hell. But it's cute. I like its little orange face and then it has a green body.
Its face is cute. It's like the Annette. It's like the Annette of...
It is the Annette.
It's like, I did my face.
It's like, come to my LinkedIn. You won't understand it. I'll guarantee you that much.
I think this eel is lost. I feel like this eel is going up to the other fish. Like, I'm sorry. Do you guys know which way to get to West Street Coral? And they're like, no, I don't know.
No, but I know we're strangers, but just a piece of advice. Fix your face. You look crazy.
Check out the tourist here with the orange face. Am I right?
Look how it turns away from the other fish. It's like, okay, well, my face is stupid. I guess I'll just do it this way.
My God, I hate when the eel comes around. Just tell me you're a tourist without telling me you're a tourist. Am I right?
Seriously. Then we come to these fish. I don't know what they are, but they have square heads, and I kind of like them. They're like,
please don't get us in the light. Our foreheads are hideous. Please don't look at us.
But I think all came forward with those foreheads, then everybody would accept them.
For a moment, I thought they may be mahi-mahi, but they're not mahi-mahi. I know from my time with Animal Crossing, I had a period of time when I was really good at fish shapes and everything because you catch so many fish in that game. But yeah, I love these foreheads. They
look like baby doll heads on fish, which is actually pretty creepy. I can see why they're in the dark. I mean, these are creepy looking fish.
Look at that little all the way to the left, the little fish that's under the big fish.
That's funny.
You know, that little fish is like, you know what's great? When you have a reverse commute, there's no traffic.
I'm telling you. Going over the hill at 6 is a lot different when you're coming from the valley. I'll tell you that.
Look at all the traffic on that side. God, I'm glad I'm not them.
Guess there's a baby face convention everybody's on their way to. God, glad I'm not going to that.
Jeez, why are all these people wearing helmets, huh? Little football helmets.
Yeah. Then we come to some kind of shark. I mean, this is a gorgeous looking shark. Is this a shark? I'm assuming it's a shark.
Yeah, that's a shark.
Wow, that's a shark. Patterns.
Oh, I love.
Just beautiful.
Beautiful shark. Oh, there's bad news for those yellowfish down there. Hello. Take a look in your rearview mirror. There's a shark coming for you.
Yeah, and he's fabulous, this shark. It's got like stained glass body. It's got a beautiful kind of new fin. Like it's a little lower on its back, and it's not just a triangle. It like slopes up into the triangle. And then the actual, what do you call this? This is another the fin, tail. Right? His tail. Yeah.
You know
one's
what I love?
Long, one short. I mean, good looking fish.
Look at those. And those lines, the sort of like those.
Yes.
The very aerodynamic. It reminds me of when Toyota was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make the Toyota Camry sporty. Someone from Toyota came around and was like, guess what? The 2026 model of the shark is going to be more sleek and it's going to go faster.
And also like when guys work out a lot and they get that V that goes down their stomach, that's like this version of this. It's like the shark's version of the V. It's like, shark. I work out.
Yeah. I'm training for a marathon.
Yeah. 24 hour fitness is literally 24 hours, people.
Yeah. Oh, I like this one.
This is kind of the big orange bland fish. It's just like, hi, I'm a fish too. Yeah. Nice lips though. Janine has beautiful like lips. A very plain face, but beautiful lips.
I feel like Janine's going out on a date. She's like, well, it's been a while, but I figured I'd put myself out there.
Coming out of the dark for the first time in a long time. Janine's like, well, I'm ready. Listen, I don't have an outfit for this, but I've got lipstick. Okay, let's show me the boys. Another stingray. Okay, who cares about the stingray when we have this fish, our favorite.
Actually, so I told Ronnie beforehand, there was a fish I saw that I absolutely loved. And it was this fish, but it was from a different angle. So it still counts. But I'll try to find it on my own time and present it.
Okay. This is gorgeous. This is a yellow striped fish. Very pretty, you know, coloring. The patterns are pretty good. The fit is great. The skin fits it very well. The eyes are my favorite. It looks like a cartoon fish. Very big eye. It's kind of confused. But confident, you know, stupid people are.
And I like that it's like just nice to be alone. All those other fish are around so many other fish. I'm just going to hang out here in this sort of like, this is kind of like the this part of the coral is kind of like the, it's like prime for gentrification. It's like, you know what? I actually really like it here. I like it. It's a little bit more quiet. It's a little bit more down to earth. You know, there's like,
I'm going to be the first person to build on this block. God, before you know, there's going to be a Starbucks. Okay, and then these fish, these are purple on the body and then orange on the tail. And it's just so sad when everybody shows up in the same outfit. Like we're all on the same TikTok. We all have the same TikTok algo.
These are all like unremarkable to me. This to me is like, you know, when you're playing with like the tint or something on a picture on Instagram and you go too far and suddenly your face turns pink. Like, that's what I feel like everything is doing in here. I feel like the coral is doing it. I feel like the fish are doing it. I feel like their color adjustment's wrong.
I think they're so pretty. I really like these fish. But it's so hard, I think, to be beautiful. I think this is a very LA fish because people come here and they're like, oh, my God, I'm so gorgeous. And then they get here and they're like, oh, my God, everybody's gorgeous. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What do I do? We're all in the same clothes. We all have the same body type. Oh,
look at all their... These are all the hot fish, and then their assistants are all like those sort of like blue fish, those blue sort of like bulbous fish. Assistants. Like their assistants.
Like, they're like, stop yelling at me, please.
Do you have an availability at 3 p.m. on Wednesday? Availability on Wednesday? Okay. Please hold for Mr. Connors. Okay, thank you.
Okay, fish report.
has been a fish report.
We need to save that document.
I'm going to save that. Fish report 4 is what it's going to be called. Yes, you better replace that.
Yes.
Okay, so now the charter is over, and people are given comment cards. And Christian's like, whoa, I think you guys were outstanding. I mean, everybody made it so enjoyable. It's my birthday. Thanks much, everybody. Pew, 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 pew. And he gives a tip. And as they walk away, Christian's like, I think they did great, honey. What about you? And she's like, I think that you and I have different opinions on what was good and bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, I did accept this the day I knew I married a tomato eater, but whatever.
Jason, we now see afterwards, Jason's reading the comment cards. He's like, all right, well, okay, service and hospitality is 5 stars. The staff was exceptional. Overall experience, 3 stars. Meals took too long. Overall experience, 3. Speed on dining service, almost lost Liz snorkeling. I love that. Almost lost Liz snorkeling.
It's another thing we're going to blame the staff on. Not Liz chasing a fucking stingray.
Yeah, serious.
Jesus. Serious. Put an air tag on Liz and stop bitching to the staff. Okay.
It's Liz's fault.
All right. Tip meeting number 2. We're going into this charter. They were going to be demanding. We knew that. So the reviews do speak volumes. All right. Being late for their arrival. Not great. Not a good start. Joao, snorkeling, the risks involved in that. Spoke about that. But there's no excuse for that. Right. All right. Now the problem could have been worse. All right. We did get Liz back. And that made the problem worse because Liz is terrible. Trust me, as someone who spent 2 hours waiting for dinner with Liz, it sucks.
Safety first, Liz last. Okay, Gally and Daisy, you know, I sat at the table and the service took way too long. I mean, have you ever listened to Liz tell stories about how she went to Trader Joe's? I don't even know who this Joe person is. Ben's got to really get his systems right there because I'm really aiming, you know, for a hell of a lot more. We can do a lot better. The tip was $20,000. Apparently there was $5,000 more, but Liz dropped it on a stingray at the bottom of the sea.
Liz dropped it on a stingray who got on a bus, and now she's actually chasing a bus through the town. So we've lost Liz again. No longer our responsibility. All right, this is a reflection on how we're performing, which is terribly. Get it together. Daisy's like, I'm not surprised. The lack of urgency is literally killing me. It's so embarrassing.
Now, the helmet. I didn't know when I was going to give it out, if I was just going to give it out this season, but I just think it needs to be given out. So I'm going to give it out to someone who actually knows not to drop a radio in the water. So I think the helmet tonight might actually stop him from talking a little bit. And so he gives it to Mike. And Mike's like, will I ever learn from me mistakes? Probably not. More than likely, Jason will end up giving me the helmet again.
I mean, look, Mike did drop his radio. He was talking. I'm not gonna protest this too much, except to point out that Ben fucked up 2 charters in a row. And he is, his timing wise, and he still does not get the helmet. But okay. Mm-hmm. So Jason's like, self-reflection. And Alicia goes, self-reflection. Same shit, different toilet.
So then Daisy makes a toast to having a full team, and they cheers. And then Eddie and Alicia are like being flirty because they keep sticking their tongues out at each other, and they're doing this little bowl thing, you know, with their fingers. And then Ben is obsessing over the comment cards, and we hear all the guests commenting in his head, like,
dark mediocre, for improvement. Okay, hate his haircut. Yeah,
2.5 hours late for dinner. It was good. 3 stars. Where was the cracking of the salt of the fish at the table?
Why didn't Ben get the helmet? It's just us. Why do those fish have baby heads?
So then Ben is like, there's a lot of things about the food. It's all timing. Could have done better.
We will do better. Less cake, more abs.
Is it my fault? Yeah. It's probably my fault. It's all about the guest experience. That's why I'm here. I've never really felt this. It's not hitting the mark. It's upsetting. Almost as upsetting as paying $50,000 for a wedding that you never have.
So clean, 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 cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Eddie and Alicia are lying out in their swimsuits later. And to talking about how they're going to fuck it up tonight, guys. And Eddie's like, yeah, I'm wearing my travel top that has come everywhere. I mean, you'll see it tonight. Yeah, it's my travel top. I'll give you a freebie. We'll see it. And he shows her a picture of him in a Speedo. Yeah.
Ooh. He's like, yeah, have a swipe through those photos. And she sees him playing soccer. She's like, what position
he's
do you
rugby,
normally play?
Right?
Rugby, yeah, rugby. And Alicia's like, what position do you normally play? And he's like, normally inside center or 12. She's like, that's sexy. You can count to 12? I've only gotten to 9 myself. Like, yeah. Do you reckon I grew out the chest, tummy here a little bit? She's like, yeah, I kind of love it. Yeah, Eddie's got great energy. I see myself a lot in him. He comes in wanting attention. I want attention too. I mean, like, do you have a boyfriend? But like, I'd rather leave the country than break up with someone. That's what I did with my last ex, which is how I got into yachting.
She's like, wait a minute, I'm doing it again, aren't I? Oh my God. I just want to be loved unconditionally. I should get a dog rather than a boyfriend. Dogs do not love you unconditionally. That's a lie. They love you for food.
Yeah.
I know we'd all like to tell ourselves, oh my God, Peeler really, I mean, that's just the way he looks at me. It's just so loving. It's really not. He's looking at me like, when the fuck are you going to feed me? Feed me again. I don't care if you just fed me. Feed me right now. if your hand was made of actual edible meat, I would eat it. Please let me eat something. So Eddie touches a scar. She's got a scar on her stomach. And she's like, I got my appendix taken out. He's like, oh, you're even more beautiful now. Appendix are disgusting.
Their flirtations are off the chain. So Ben asks Jay-Z, he's like, Ben's like, hey, so tonight I've been going through a lot. So I was wondering if I could just chill out in the guest cabin tonight. I just need it. It's like, okay, sir, this is your second time in a row that you're going for a guest cabin. This is going to be a problem.
Yeah, every single time. He's like, whoops, I'm feeling so bad, Daisy. So he'll find a reason to feel bad every charter now. So now Ellie is saying that they're sad that Ben's not there. Daisy's like, yeah, I'm sad too. And Jenna's like, because he's not going out. He's going to stay in and chill. And Jenna's like, I'm a little bit disappointed because I was trying to get to know Ben. Ben's such a sweetheart. He's so sensitive. I just want to cradle him like a little broken bird. And you want to just look after him. He can't fly. He's just a little bird. He can't fly. And then try and help him and he starts abusing you verbally. Sexually harassing you. Oh, just love him.
So then Alicia turns to Ellie and she's like, so you guys get along so well. I've never heard so many giggles before. And Ellie's like,
yes, we have very similar sense of humor. We understand each other quite well. Probably better than Jenna could ever understand Ben, I will just say. Probably because she's always eating cake.
So they arrive out to this club and there's dogs everywhere. They're so cute. And Jenna's like,
Ben would have loved her dog, all these dogs. Ben's really a lover of dogs and anything living and that needs him. Just want to go to Ben.
Speak up!
I really have to find that sound clip. I have it somewhere. So then we see a shot of Ben trying to put his shirt on. Maybe that's why she left him. And then at the bar, Alicia.
It's funny Eddie though. I just want to say he was struggling and he couldn't get the shirt on. He was like, oh. And then he goes, all right, that's hilarious, because he knows he's going to make it to the edit. He's been on so long. He's like, all right, guys, all right.
Then Alicia and Eddie are being flirty at the bar and everything. And then Ellie and Joao cheers. And Ellie's like,
at work, I'm very focused, serious, but off duty, all bets are off. My type of guy is big muscle, a Viking, manly man, no abs, all cake. Basically Joao. And there's a primal part of my brain that wants to merge genetics with Joao.
Okay. That's pretty technical, but yes.
Yeah, merge genetics with Joao. Yikes. So now Jenna is flirting with Eddie, and she's like, you know, competitors. He's like, yeah, New Zealand's better, but that's all right. She's like, no, South Africa's on 4 World Cups. How many of you won? 3, exactly. All right, well, how many rugby championships have you won? How many Tri Nations have you won? What's a winning percentage? What's your home and away loss? You want to get into that or beat you?
Yeah. And so then Jenna's like,
okay, listen, this is boring, okay? Or You know, this is boring, or as we call it where I come from, Jenna. Okay, let's get to know each other for real. Ladies, ladies, the question is for you. How many squirters do we have here?
What podcast has Ellie been listening to? Sounds like she was listening to some girls podcast. She's like,
look, I could be like podcast also. Look, call me daddy. That's me.
How many squirters in the house? And they're like, oh my God.
Jenna's like, I don't know if I'm at the right fucking table. That's a lot. I haven't had sex in a very, very long time. I don't even know if I squirt anymore.
Batool's like, unfortunately, that was one word I understood. You know, you only got here. I want to know about your experiences. Where have you been? What were you doing? Where you came from? Not your pussy girl. No.
Well, you want to know about her experience? She's an OnlyFans girl. I mean, she's been squirting. That's what she's doing. So the food arrives. They start eating. And Mike's like,
LA, I heard you speak a few different languages, eh? She's like, I speak quite a few. English, Croatian, Russian, Spanish, cake.
In Yugoslavia, they say, OnlyFans is a great platform for merging genetics while you squirt. Am I right, everyone?
So he starts talking to her in Spanish, and he's like, oh, yeah,
Ellie's looking fire. Like, that girl wants to have fun, and I feel like she's down for it there. Well, so many things to learn from each other. You're boring me. No one wants to talk about squirt.
So Jenna's like, hey, Mike, want to take a picture with me and Annabelle? She basically asks for a picture with Eddie. So she takes it. So Mike takes a photo of them, and then Alicia is now jealous. So she's like, So she stands up and she basically jumps in and she's like, how about a picture of the three of us? So then they both kiss him on the cheek. I don't know why they're fighting over this guy. Basically,
they're fighting.
Like Mr. He looks like Mr. Peanut, right? Like, why are you so obsessed with him?
Mr. Peanut, the backstory. So they come to the bar and Daisy and Jenna are by the bar and we see Alicia hanging out by Eddie and Daisy's like, you and Eddie are having a good time, aren't you, Jenna?
She's like, oh, he's such a sweet thing. I wonder if they would take her dogs as well. I wonder if Eddie just needs a hug.
And so, and then they're all dancing and then Ellie is just like filming herself dancing like squirt, 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 squirt. And Joao tries to flip Daisy, but then drops her in the sand. And he's like, well, because of sand, it's okay. In Zim, they call this the sand boogie. And she's like, but now I'm covered in sand. My apologies.
She just starts dancing. So then we go back to Jenna and Eddie, and she's like,
you've got Alicia's lipstick all over your face.
Yeah, I promise I haven't been kissing her.
Yeah, am I right?
Well, she's got a boyfriend. If you've got a boyfriend, stop being so flirty, am I right?
Well, if I'm dedicated to a relationship, I can never embarrass my man. I won't embarrass my man like she's embarrassing her man.
I really, really think that is healthy from you.
Okay.
I've got to be honest. I thought Jenna was really ditzy, like not a lot going up there, like basically a human doorknob. Like, have you ever seen a cloud and thought, could a cloud actually do chores around a boat? And then it can, because there's Jenna, like just an empty vessel, like a big nothing, like a plank, like a rock. Like I found a spatula and put an apron on and had it clean dishes. That's what I thought she was. But now that I get to know her, whoa, she's actually got some brains in there.
She likes rugby, so now I want to bang her. So Eddie's like, well, you're an ideal woman. You're what every guy fucking wants. She's like,
Eddie and Jenna.
Oh, no, Alicia sees us. She sees them. She's like, Eddie and Jenna, I think you can see on my face it bothers me. Look, that's the face you always make, though. It's like, look. So they're like, why are you jealous if you've got a boyfriend? She's like, it's human nature. I mean, if your nature is to be really jealous.
Okay, sure. So Eddie kisses Jenna's cheek. And then Ellie and Mike are watching Jenna and Eddie. And Ellie is like,
they're gonna get laid.
And Mike's like, $50 that they don't. And then so they shake hands. And Ellie's like,
Mike seems like a fun time. He's got like teenage boy energy, you know?
Which is basically code for friend zoning. But Mike just is like, wow, there's like a tall, skinny girl right next to me. And I'm going to shoot my shot because I've tried
Mike
with everyone else.
Mike is going to try it with literally everything in front of him, you know?
He's like, well, the thing I think is you're a pretty girl. You're very good looking. She's like, thank you. You are very good looking yourself, little man. Very, very good looking as well.
The moment that Ellie goes, thank thank you. That means that I am not sexually attracted to you. Anytime
yeah, that
does
voice
that,
is definitely voice. Not into you. She's doing her like coming on the boat, like, hello, my name is Amy. I'm very happy to be here. I'm nothing but positivity all of the time.
Have you noticed that this is a very dry bench? That's because no squirting is happening with you, Mike.
I was a squirter until I met you. Now I'm a keep insider.
So Mike is like, would you like to have some fun? And she's like, oh, we will see, little person. So he tries to go in for a kiss and she pulls away. And she's like,
or you get this pick. Okay, pick.
I'm in no rush. She is to get the fuck away from you. What are you not getting, Mike, you fucking creeper?
Mike is, he's more like my little brother. You know, I'm still liking Joao, but I'm not the person who pursues men. I like a hunt, you know, somebody who's hunter. I don't like gatherers. I want to merge my genetic DNA with a hunter, not a gatherer. Thank you.
Shoot it. Don't purchase it and put it in grocery bag. Okay?
So now everybody's, Ellie tries to get in the girl's car to go home, and Jenna shuts her out of it and slams the door on her face. And she's like,
just shut up over there. Go over there. She's like, whoops. Wasn't intentional.
It was 100%
intentional.
She's going
to get it. I don't know who Jenna thinks she's fucking with, but...
Yeah.
You're in danger. Being,
yeah. That's, you watch out.
You're about to FAFO, babe.
I can't figure out who Ellie is going to go, like, be angry at. Is she going to be angry at Daisy because Daisy and Joao are being romantic, or is she going to be angry at Jenna because Jenna is being a bitch to her right now? I don't know, but it's going to be bad for whoever is on the other end of it.
So they go back, they play Truth or Dare in the hot tub, and Mike's like,
Joao, I dared with strip stalkers run around.
He's like, technically, I only need one hand, the rest I could wave around because it was so cold. Ha 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 ha.
So he gets naked.
So cold in the Caribbean. Ha ha ha. You're in a hot tub and you're in the Caribbean where it is famously frigid. That's why you only need one hand, Joao. Is that why?
So he's running around all naked and stuff. And then now it's Daisy's turn.
Wait. I can't emphasize this enough. He runs around and then he like flops down on like the sun chair or whatever, the sun bed. And he's just like on it face down. But his doughy Michael Bublé butt is just like up. And like, are you going to put your swim trunks back on?
No, he's just staying
naked. He's just going to lie there like that. Okay.
Joao's been a douchebag on this show off and on, but he's hot. He's hot naked. I like it. Just cute. I like that he just laid there naked.
He is a good looking guy. It just was like funny because he's just like, it was just like a whole lot of pale booty right there.
So then now Alicia dares Daisy to kiss someone she really, really wants to kiss. And she turns to Joao, who's like in naked dolphin pose on the thing, you know, because he does hop up there like a dolphin at SeaWorld. And she's like, well, I've got to give you a kiss because we've got to get on. So she kisses him and they're both super happy. And he's like, oh, I'm really happy I'm facing downwards on the mat at this stage. Ha 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 ha.
I've got a zim boner. So then Daisy is like, well, that's the only attention I'm probably getting all season. So then Jenna asks Eddie, like, okay, truth, Eddie, who do you wish to go on a date with? He's like, yourself. Me? Oh, thank you very much. And then Daisy's like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed. And then she promptly falls out of the hot tub onto the floor.
So now Alicia hears that. So she goes up to Ed. She's like, swims over to him, to Eddie. And she's like,
you said you wouldn't date me. I think that's really rude. He's like, oh, shut up. You've got a boyfriend.
So Alicia's like, Daisy, you've got to give someone a truth or dare before you go. She's like, all right, just neck on Eddie then. That's all you want. Jenna, you do it. Not Alicia, you do it. It's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait. So then Jenna's kissing Eddie. Oh, this is where Daisy falls over. And everyone goes back to bed. So then Jenna walks by Mike and Eddie, and Jenna's like, I'm going to use your bathroom because I'm going to pee because my bathroom's full. They're like, what was that? Are you saying your bathroom's full? Okay. So then Jenna and Eddie are like in the cabin. They start making out, and Alicia walks by and sees and is like very jealous. And so then they are in their rooms, and then Jenna tells Alicia, like, he kissed me. And Alicia's like, who? Alfonso, the fishmonger.
So Alicia is sending him texts and she's like, oi, oi, I haven't got a clue what's going on in my head, but you need to get out of it. He's like, believe me when I say I haven't been able to stop looking at you. Well, same, but you've been getting on with Jenna. She's a safer bet, I guess. He's like, I would drop her in a second if I got to be alone with you.
Yeah. And then they're like, we'll talk in the morning. It's like, love you. And then Alicia's like, good night, baby. And John's like, good night, sweetheart. So intrigue. And our note taker, I'd like to point out from our note taker who says, oh my God, what a bitch. I'm sorry, but that seriously just pissed me off. Did not like that violation of girl code.
Well, they're just going to use each other to get back. Jenna and Eddie are just going to use each other to get the person they're interested in them, right? It's classic. She's going to flirt with Eddie so Ben notices her, and he's going to flirt with her so that Alicia notices him. Oh, I love a mutual use, because usually on these shows, only one person gets used. So I'm glad they're using each other. Sweet.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Down Under. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Go check out the Golden Crappies live stream. Tickets available still for the next couple of weeks over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors...
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plane.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.